You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, today, exciting. We have Jenna Johnson coming on, who is on Dancing with the Stars. She's a professional dancer, an Emmy nominee, and we're going to talk about motherhood, her journey to get there, and the balancing act that her and her husband have on their plate when it comes to all things parenting. So let's jump right in. Welcome on. I am, again, so envious of your slick back hairdo.
And, thank you.
We're talking about the slick back hairdo as being like the go-to for a busy mom. And you, between you and your husband, I mean, it's like there's so much going on and you guys are really like parenting on the go. How is that?
Honestly, it's amazing. It's exhausting at times, but I honestly feel so proud that we can keep our busy lifestyle and our work schedule and be parents, be active parents, and bring our kid along with us. It is a wild ride, but I think I always envisioned parenthood like this. I think just like kind of watching my parents, they have six kids. They both had hobbies and jobs and passions, and they were able to do it. And all of us had an incredible upbringing. So I think it's always been like part of what I wanted. But I do have to give a big shout out to my husband. I don't think I would be able to do what I'm doing without him and his support and like his charisma to have that same lifestyle together. So it is definitely like it takes two to tango for sure. But I love it. It's chaos, but I love it.
I feel like if you grew up with a lot of siblings, like I'm one of four, and it's just like you're kind of used to the friends over, the chaos, the, you know, like everything going on. And I feel like some people want to recreate that for themselves. And then other people are like, that was too much for me. I'm going to go very far away from that. How have you kind of made that decision for yourself with how you're doing your family planning?
It's funny because I absolutely loved my upbringing. I love having so many siblings because I truly feel like each of them are a best friend to me. I could never have six kids. I give big props to my mom. Like knowing me, I could never do that. But I do love how close we were. I definitely want to maintain that like family bond and that active lifestyle. Like all of us were put into either dance or football or tennis. Like we all had activities that we were passionate about. So I want to maintain that for my kids as well. Like I want to put them in so many things and to be able to go to Saturday game days and just have that fun active upbringing for our children. So we'll see. I'm very comfortable with one kid right now. If I wanted to do six, I'd have to like have triplets and then bang them out back to back. So I don't think that's in our near future, but I do love that family camaraderie that I had in my upbringing.
It's truly the best. I mean, everybody always talks about, you know, I feel like when you're in the time of family planning or trying to decide like how many kids do you want to have or when you start having kids or what that looks like for you and how you have your own childhood to kind of reflect on, the idea of being able to give your kids that closeness that you have with your siblings is unlike anything you can't compare it to anything. Like people who come from big families that are close just know that gift that it is to be able to, especially like in all phases of life and then in adulthood, especially because you have people that you grew up with that know you through all phases and walks of life and that can really talk to you about so many different things. But the idea of giving that to your kids is such a exciting one.
I definitely took it for granted when I was growing up. Obviously, you don't know like the benefits of that. But it's funny because now in adulthood, my husband's always like, you should make more friends. And I'm like, no, I have 5 best friends and I like take on their burdens and their emotions and they take on mine. Like I'm set. I have a tight knit circle of like a couple best friends. And then I've got my siblings. So
by the way, I'm the exact same way. How has your husband kind of gotten used to or integrated into a close knit family? Cause that's always like an interesting and tricky thing.
So he has one sibling. And it's a brother, and they have such a close relationship. Like they lived together until they were 30, which just like we got to separate the bromance. But they're very, very close as well. But he was so intrigued by this big family and that you could still have that bond with so many siblings. So it's actually funny because if it were up to him, we would have 10 children. Like he loves it. Every time we go visit my family and we have my parents have 16 grandkids and he just like loves it. He loves the chaos. He loves just seeing that, like that offspring and how close we are. So I think that he's been so inspired by it. I think it is a little bit chaotic for him at times, but he just like loves it. And so it's funny how we've kind of flipped and I'm like, no, 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 we're going to slow down. But I love that he's kind of like accepted that because it can be very overwhelming. Like a family dinner or a family vacation is nuts, but I would not have it any other way.
Yeah. You really have to marry somebody who is also really comfortable with like sitting at a dinner table and just watching a family do its thing and also navigating like, when do you talk? When do you interject? When do you not say anything at all? What's the dynamic like between certain people? Like it can be an overwhelming dynamic to walk into a big family, but that's amazing that your husband, like, I'm so happy that my husband also loves it because I feel like if you're close to your siblings and you love your family and you're like a diehard family person and you end up with somebody who's not interested in that,
that's hard.
Overwhelmed by it, it can be really, really challenging. Okay, so you guys are both, you and your husband are just so busy Dancing with the Stars. That's a schedule. That's like a really intense, physically, yes, emotionally, spiritually, like that's a lot. And you have a child. So let's talk about the balancing act there because that doesn't seem like a balancing act could even be possible.
It is hard. It's hard because there's no like step-by-step guide on how to do it. It's kind of like it's baptism by fire. You just have to jump in and figure it out while you're in it. And luckily for us, like a season of Dancing with the Stars really is 3.5 to 4 months long. So I think leading up to it, we know that it's going to be this small chunk of time. And then afterwards, we're going to breathe and we're going to live a normal life. So I think just kind of preparing ourselves, having all of the tools necessary, whether it's help with from his parents or a babysitter, just like make sure that we have all that we need, that our child is going to be okay while we're gone for endless hours on set and in rehearsals, fittings, all of that. So I think my personality in general, I love being prepared. And if I'm prepared with that, I then can like take a deep breath and go do my job and make sure that I'm fully invested in that as well. But it's this last season, for example, was the first time I made it all the way to the finale while being a mom. And I had episodes of like severe mom guilt where I was just like, what am I doing? You know, I'm just missing my baby. I feel terrible coming home. He's already asleep. But there was such this drive inside the whole time, and especially like in that finale week, that I just wanted to do it for him. And I knew that looking back and being able to like show him videos or just reliving that time in our life, I would be so proud that I invested in my passion and in my career still. And I knew that that would have effect on him later. So it was really difficult. It was exhausting. But I have just, being a mother in general, I feel like has given me so much more perspective in so many areas of my life, like especially when my work. Beforehand, I would have an exhausting day and I'd bring that stress back home and I would just dwell on it. Where now I don't have that ability. Like, I have my exhausting day. I'm going to do all that I can. And then I come home and I'm going to turn off. I'm now going to be full-time mommy. That is my priority, you know? And so I think I've been able to like put my life into compartments and divvy up my energy and to be able to give all that I can in those different aspects. I feel like I'm a lot better with my time management and not just like wasting time. Cause again, you don't have that luxury anymore of like being a full-time working mom. So there's just so many beautiful things that I've learned through motherhood. Yeah. And you just kind of have to figure it out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
How do you compartmentalize all of that though? Cause like, I feel like the goal is to be able to kind of like check things at the door before you come home and say like, okay, I'm not going to bring that into the house. Or I'm not going to bring it into my interactions with my kids or my husband or whoever, but it's obviously easier said than done. Cause it can just like stay on your mind. So do you have like a practice or something that helps you when you go home?
I think that we really, because both my husband and I are on the show together, we realized, and this was even before having kids, that like, if we came home and all we did was talk about dance and like the stress or how the rehearsal went or what was coming up, we didn't engage in anything normal or have those just husband and wife conversations or relationship. So I think that's where we really were like, okay, as soon as we get to the door, or you can dwell on it on your drive home, get out all that mental like commotion on the drive home. And as soon as you step into the door, leave it. So that's kind of just been our goal. And I think especially becoming parents too, and both of us needing to leave that energy out, it's just been the healthiest way for us to be successful as parents and choreographers, dancers. It's just been our way of doing things. So I really think it's like such a mental visual for us of like checking it out the door. Close the door and you're just now home.
Yeah, I know. Like just leave it there.
Yeah.
You brought up mom guilt. And since you and your husband are both on the show, you're both in the same kind of craziness of like a schedule, obviously, depending on how long each of you are on it for. But
yeah.
Do you guys talk about, like, do you talk to him about mom guilt and does he feel like dad guilt? Because that's always an interesting thing to watch. But because you both have very similar careers, does that come up for both of you or is that something that you mostly have?
This last season, it was something that I voiced to him. And he hasn't ever voiced like dad guilt. I know that he's like, man, I miss our kid. I wish I was home right now. But this past season, He unfortunately got eliminated before I did. And so he was home with Rome for like 2 weeks before the season was done. And there was a point where I would come home and my son was asking for my husband to put him to sleep. And my heart was just like crushed. I was like, no! Just, I was already just drained physically, emotionally, and that just like took me out. And my husband was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, he's not going to remember me. He's asking for you to put him to sleep. Like, that's our thing. That's our bonding time. Anyway, he was just like, this is just for right now. Have some perspective that in 2 weeks, this is all going to be over. And then you will have as many times to put him down to sleep. And he's going to want you to ask for him to put him to sleep. Like, anyway, so that was a big moment for me that I had to voice to him of what is happening. But he's really good. He's not emotionally driven like I am. My emotions just take over and it's just game over for me. He's really good about having logical thinking at all times. So he's kind of like that voice of reason for us.
Does it ever come up between the two of you of you feeling like, oh, I have to, or I'm going to work, but I really want to stay home with my son and I don't get to do that. And maybe him not feeling the same tug to go back home. But is it something that you bring up or that you notice as a dynamic between the two of you or no?
It's really interesting because we don't have regular jobs where we have the luxury of kind of being our own boss. So when we're outside of the show, we kind of maintain our schedule. So we have this beautiful opportunity to both be able to take him to school almost every day and pick him up together from school every day. So I think that we have this interesting dynamic where many other parents don't get to have that. And so I think having that flexibility and having that time together, we don't take that for granted. And then once we get into the season, we have to remember we have such a unique job. We're willing to give everything right now. But I think that that kind of like, I don't know, he's so hands-on and I appreciate that so much. And I don't take for granted that like on a random Tuesday, we can go on a family trip or do something together, go to a museum where like most parents won't be able to do that at the same time. So I just am absolutely inspired by how my husband has jumped into the role of a father, and watching him just inspires me. And so I feel like I never want to be like, oh, you know, complain about it because of how he approaches it, both work and fatherhood. So he's been such a great example. I always knew that he was going to be a great dad, but just watching him in action has just inspired me tenfold for sure.
You guys ever get competitive with each other?
Absolutely. You know, and it's here's the thing. I feel like during the season is like, is it butting heads at home? Who's doing better? It's not that. I think we both are so invested in our journey on the show and our partnerships. We want the best for our partner and you want to be on top. Like it would be weird if someone was like, I'm okay with losing this week. Like, you know, it's just not in our field. But I think we have something so unique where I get to come to him and I'm like, can you please watch my video of my cha-cha this week and give me tips? My guy's struggling. I need help. And vice versa. Like, I can do that. And so we both want the best for each other, especially when it comes to our work. And it's so interesting because I get more nervous for him than myself. Like, when I'm watching him compete on the show, it's panic attack central just because, not because I don't think he's going to do great, but because I know how bad he wants it. And then therefore, like, I want it so bad for him and I know how much he cares. So it's crazy. There are so many emotions on a show day. Like, obviously I want to do well. I want my partner to do well. And then I want my husband and his partner to do well. It's a lot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Yeah. So we were talking about like the balancing act, or I guess lack thereof, but do you ever have time of like just feeling overwhelmed by the adjustment that you are experiencing with motherhood on your plate now that, you know, has changed your dynamics of what life was, especially work life, before becoming a mom?
Yes and no. I think that because I wanted to be a mom for so long and maybe our journey took us a little bit longer, I think... on now this side, I'm so appreciative of getting to be exhausted, maybe having less sleep, maybe not being able to have all of those opportunities I did being single and young. And I think that I remember vividly during pregnancy with my son, even being sick and so sick in my first trimester. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I had a phone call with my mom and she was like, have the mindset that because you're feeling this, that means that you have a healthy baby and he's growing and he's doing all that he needs to be able to make it here. And so I think that that really struck me and then stuck with me even now of like, man, I'm so tired, but I have this beautiful baby that I get to come home to or wake up to. So obviously there are times where I'm like, does being a mom make me less desirable in our industry? You know what I mean? Because like it's weird though how this day and age, I feel like sometimes that thought process is put on us.
For sure.
And then yeah. I'm like seeing all these MILFs, working mamas that I'm like, no, look at them. She is doing everything and she's a mom. Like there's such a superpower to it. So I think that honestly, my pregnancy journey and like my infertility journey really helped shape the mindset that I have now.
What was your pregnancy and infertility journey prior to you welcoming your son into this world?
So we tried for about a year to get pregnant. And I was like doing the ovulation, the tracking, the period, like the whole thing. I was so committed. Oh my gosh. We were desperate to have a baby. And I think like once you make that decision in your brain, you're like, oh, we're going to have a baby. You think it's going to happen tomorrow. And that's just not the case. But I didn't know that until we started trying. And especially with like an OBGYN, you can't start navigating into the infertility space until you've really tried for a year with no luck. At least That's what I was told.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Yeah. So we tried for a year and then I ended up doing something called a hysterosalpingogram. Basically, it's like an x-ray where they shoot contrast dye into your uterus and they just like make sure there's no cyst and everything's clear because there was no real explanation why I wasn't getting pregnant. And so I did that and everything looked fine. And this is kind of like the step before you do IVF or like start venturing into that. And so I did that. And a lot of times it's interesting. And I had heard this from a couple other people that had this done. It can like restart your uterus or like zap it. And I ended up getting pregnant the month after I did that x-ray. And so I ended up getting pregnant and then I ended up having a miscarriage. And I was just so, so lost. I was just devastated. And I think that too, at that time, I hadn't really heard of many people having a miscarriage. I was so confused on why it happened to me. I'm a fairly healthy person, super active, very conscious of what I eat, you know? And so I was just like torn apart. Anyway, we started immediately. I was like, oh, I want to try again. And they say that you're most fertile after pregnancy or postpartum, you know? And so I was like, please, Val, can we try again? Like, this is all I want. I will not be happy until I get pregnant again. And so we tried and tried. And I just remember my husband had a work trip and I knew that I was going to be ovulating while he was gone. And so it's like, he is about to leave out the door to the airport. And I'm like, we have to have sex right now because you're going to be gone during my ovulation. I was just insane. And so we had like the weirdest sex possible. And we both after that, like looked at each other and he was like, this is not healthy for us. And I just remember being like, you're so right. And so he left. I obviously didn't get pregnant and we decided to take a break and regroup. And I also didn't realize at the time how depressed I was and how just a shell of myself I was. And so we decided to take a break. I really jumped into therapy and wanted to like work through these feelings that I was feeling. It was about 6 months later, we went on, still weren't trying. We made it a point. We're just going to focus on relationship and healing and just ourselves. And we went on a trip for my birthday and I was just having the time of my life and I got pregnant out of nowhere. It was just, I had no idea that I was ovulating. There was no planning. Anyway, so I ended up getting pregnant and I just was so, so grateful. I was in disbelief and thank goodness I was able to have a healthy pregnancy and we welcomed our son Rome in January of 2023.
That's incredible. I mean, I feel like people talk really openly about miscarriage now, probably also because we see it on social media a lot and it gives like a view into people's experiences with starting a family and also the struggles that come with that. Can you talk a little bit about just the kind of mental health aspect and angle when you talk about depression and also spending that time consciously to really work on yourself and your relationship in that time before getting pregnant, what that was like for you?
Yeah, I think also at that time, it was COVID time and it felt like everyone just decided to get pregnant. Everyone was like, well, there's nothing else to do. Let's bang out a baby. And so honestly, social media was hurting my health so much because I felt like everyone else was able to do this and I wasn't. And so seeing these baby announcements right, left, and center just put me in a spiral and desperate. I was desperate to have this thing, this baby. And I hate that I was feeling that way because a lot of them were my friends and I was so happy for them, but I just was so confused why my body wasn't doing this one thing. And I think too, there's also another version that was destroying my mental health of like, my body has always been my asset, my tool. It's been my best friend. It's produced such amazing art that I've been so proud of. It's gotten me through so many beautiful experiences and I just couldn't grasp why it was failing me at this one thing that I wanted so badly. But then on the flip side, I think at that time, more women started to open up about their trying to conceive journey. And those are what really got me through some of my darkest times. I remember watching these YouTube videos of these women like sharing their raw and vulnerable journey of trying to conceive. And a lot of the times it would be a negative. But then when they would get that positive, I would just sob. Like I was so happy for them. And it gave me that hope of truly everybody's journey is so individual and different. And so I think that like once I started to accept that there was this beautiful community of miscarriage mamas or pregnancy loss moms that were open enough to share, I really felt seen and heard. And this was before I had really shared with anybody that what I was going through. But I think there's this, you know what, and also it would be like in conversations, and there's this weird, almost like, well, we got pregnant on the first try. You know, like, weren't even trying, we got pregnant. And I just remember being like, you are so insensitive. And it made me more aware of like what I was saying. And so when I was, it's just interesting, the things that you learn while you're like in grief or like going through it. But I didn't realize how badly it would affect my mental health of losing this baby and how much it would affect our relationship. I think my husband was so supportive, and he also was grieving this thing. He talked about having kids while we were dating years before we even got married. And so I knew how badly he wanted it. So in a sense, I also felt like I failed him. There were no answers why it happened. And so I think I just was feeling all of these things, and I would try to tell him, but there was only so much that he could tell me in response or be there for me. And he was there, but he was the one that was like, I think you need to talk to somebody. Like, I just don't have the answers for you. And I just lost myself in this spiral. And it was the first time actually that I'd ever had therapy or tried therapy was then. And
was it specific therapy for pregnancy loss?
I went in with that. I was just looking for a therapist, but when we started, I was like, this is why I'm here. But the beautiful thing about that, and that's why I'm just like so, such an advocate for therapy, I didn't also realize how many underlying things I needed to tap into or like figure out or confront. So it was so incredible that I went in there with like trying to heal this loss, but I ended up learning so many more things, approaching life, how I spoke to myself, how I viewed my body. There were just so many things that I learned. I'm so grateful for that time. And it's true that like, I think when you least expect it or when you're not trying or when you're finally let out a deep breath, like that's when your body is ready to have a baby. And it's interesting, when I actually ended up sharing about my pregnancy loss, I wrote a caption on Instagram about Rome being my rainbow baby, all of this stuff. And in the caption, I said, it was the most heartbreaking time of my life, but I am so grateful for that time. Like I learned so much. And I had so many people come after me and be like, how could you say that? What are you saying? You're grateful for that time. And it's true. Like I don't wish that upon anybody, and I'm devastated that I had to experience that. But I think I needed those tools to like really regroup my life and to really center myself and have more respect for my body, for my mind, for my relationship, for all that life had to offer me. And then I was ready to bring this beautiful life into the world.
Thank you so much. I mean, what an amazing story. And when do you guys start filming again?
September. September is when the season starts. So when are you going to do the show?
Absolutely never.
Why not? You would be so great. You've got tall, long limbs.
I love watching it. It's like incredible. It's so beautiful to be able to watch. I mean, my sister was a dancer growing up. I quickly was like,
not for me.
I'm going to go into horseback riding, and that's my thing. But I mean, I admire how much dedication you put into your craft, because it's really like when I watch you guys do your jobs of being on the show and being a dancer, a choreographer, like all these things, and how much it takes from you physically, mentally, emotionally, and then you add motherhood on top of that. I mean, that's incredible. It's really it's definitely something to be so proud of. And also, I'm sure you have people constantly telling you how admirable it is, but the work ethic of doing that. And then also, as you were saying, compartmentalizing like the roles that you have and the jobs that you have is, it's a lot.
Thank you. I am grateful. There are a couple of other moms on the show. So it's really awesome to be able to do it together and like be there for each other and figure it out while you're in the midst of dancing with the stars.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, a wild ride, but you're doing a great job. So
thank you
for coming on and being so open and telling your story. And I'm so grateful. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.